Welcome to episode one of Listen Bitch. Brandon Lynette here. I will be your host on this motherfucking epic journey. Listen Bitch, let me just fill you in a little bit. Since this is episode one, I'll kind of give you the short version of who the fuck I am. Who the fuck is Brandon Lynette? So I am self-made, self-taught, self all the things. I am married. I have had six beautiful C-section babies. I am an entrepreneur, and I just finished my first year and a half of mindset coaching. I'm having a great fucking time. Here's the thing. This is what I discovered. I just published my fifth book, and kind of the premise of everything I've done is to try to empower women to become their own hero. I think so long we spend like most of our life just hoping, wishing, praying that things would get easier, that our Prince Charming would show up, that we would win the lottery. But the truth is, listen, bitch, you have to be your own hero. You have to become that which you need, right? I needed a great mom. I didn't have a great mom. So you know what I became? A great fucking mom. And I guess that's how this podcast became about, because my husband and I are brainstorming about just how I can leave a bigger mark on the world, right? How can I get like my books and my experience and what little fucking knowledge I have? How can I get this out into the world? And it needed to be on podcasts. How do you get on a podcast without begging everybody to put you on their podcast? Listen, bitch, you start your own. So that is why we're here. I like to toot my own horn. I'm not going to lie. I've come far. I've done a lot of fucking things. I'm really fucking proud of my books. I'm proud of my coaching business. I'm proud of all the things. And I hope someday after I get through the newness of like having a fucking podcast, when it gets comfortable, I hope this is something I can be proud of as well. This is the thing. We're going to start day one here with Listen Bitch. We're going to do a little bit of housekeeping. Okay. A lot of what we're going to do is going to be affirmations. I'm going to whisper sweet words into your ear to help you just kind of change the way your brain processes its thoughts. You've got the same thoughts going through your head over and over and over again, and I'm here to empower you to change them. But the truth is, affirmations without action is like a big fat set of blue balls, right? And bitch, I know you get them. We probably get blue balls more than any guy with a set of balls ever has. It happens, right? So you're getting hot and heavy, you're fooling around, you're inspired, you're empowered, you're just turned the fuck on, you're excited, and then nothing happens. You're angry, you're pissed off, you're disappointed, you're frustrated. The list can go on, right? I want you to ditch the shitty lover, and I want you to understand that these affirmations I'm giving you, you have to pair them with the action. There has to be an action step. We're talking follow through. You've got to follow through. You've got to get to the big finish. And even if someone else isn't going to take you there, take yourself. I thought the best place to start would be leaving the past, right? There is nothing you can do to change anything that has previously happened. Nothing. Yesterday is gone. Absolutely nothing you can do. You could delete the pictures, you can delete the videos, but the truth is it still happened. You can't take it back. There's nothing you can do to change the past. So the more time you spend dwelling on it, the more you're just fucking yourself, and not in the fun way, okay? You really have to understand there is nothing you can do. So beating yourself up, like we're done with that. Listen, bitch, you've been beating yourself up for how long? You literally go to the court system for any offense. You go to the court system. The ruling is handed out. You serve your time. You pay your fine. And that's it. It's over. Right? So why the fuck are you still beating yourself up for something you did or didn't do 5 years ago? No point in dwelling on it. What I really want you to do is to let it go. So let's get started with these affirmations. I just want you to make sure you have a notebook with you in case you want to take some notes. I want you to be in a comfortable spot. Get in a place where it's kind of quiet. Get your headphones in. And I want my voice to just start becoming yours, right? This is the shit that you need to be saying to yourself. Towards the end, we are going to have some questions. These are self-reflection questions. I want you to spend some serious time on these. 5 to 10 minutes, write them down, write the answer, give yourself a fair shot at letting this be the catalyst for change in your fucking life. You don't like where you are. It's time to do something about it. And I know you don't like where you are because I was you. I was you. So listen, bitch, I don't know everything, but I know enough to help you get the fuck out of the quicksand. Okay? So here we go. Deep breath. Relax. Get into a quiet room. Tell the kids to shut the fuck up and let's go. I leave the past in the past and focus on the future. I am able to stay focused on the present and the future. My ability to avoid dwelling on the past is increasing. I understand that thinking about the past has negative consequences. There is nothing left for me in the past. I am glad that I learned from my past mistakes and successes. That is the good thing about the past, the lessons it provides. I take those lessons and apply them to my present. Focusing on the past, though, leads to regret. I choose to look forward. I spend 5 minutes each day to imagine the future I wish to experience. I know that a compelling future is the best way to stay motivated and positive. I work hard in the present to create my future. I can only interact with time in the present moment. I make the most of each moment and look forward to enjoying the future even more. I am able to let go of the past. Time spent on past regrets and mistakes lessens my ability to manage my life and generate success. I have a greater potential for happiness when I leave the past behind. I forgive those that have wronged me. I forgive myself for past mistakes. I forgive people who aren't sorry for the hurt they have put on me. I forgive myself for the pain I have put on myself. Today, I keep my attention on the present and the future. I am permanently leaving the past in my rearview mirror. I have the past in the past and focus on the future. Listen, bitch, replay that as many times as you need to. I want you to tell yourself it's possible. It's possible. If your brain is fucking with you right now and it's saying, there's no way this is possible for you, I want you to tell yourself it is possible. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. I have some self-reflection questions. Get your notebook and I want you to ask yourself, how can I enhance my ability to avoid focusing on the past? Go, bitch, write it down. Answer the question. Question number 2, what are my goals for the future? Dream big, bitch. You got one life. I don't want some petty goal of like, I'm going to start using night serum on my face. Like, come on, dream big. Dream big. What are your goals? Set yourself up. And the third question, and this is really fucking important because everything you're going to do in the present moment, you have to decide in that moment who the fuck you're going to be. This means your future self. 5 years from now, when you have the things you desire, when you live the life you desire, when you're doing the work you desire, who the fuck are you? And in that moment, right now, I want you to channel that bitch 5 years from now. And I want you to say, who is she? What is she doing? And I want you to ask yourself this question. What type of life do I dream of living? Answer that from the space of who you want to be. Who you want to be. The present moment is everything right now. Mindfulness is everything. And I'm going to be honest, you guys. Meditation has been my life hack. And you can call this whatever you want. It is definitely the time I spend with God. It is the time we are talking. It is the time I am giving him my troubles. It is the time I am literally calling him in and my army in to just fucking take some of the weight off of my day. Like, how can God help me today? What can I give to God that is not my worry? What do you need help with today? Get into that quiet space where it's just you. It's you in the land of nothing with that overwhelming feeling of God. This is how you start opening up to receiving love, to be able to release the past, all of the things. You don't have to do this alone. So give the shit to God. Let him do his job. This is exactly what he was created for, so that you can come here and live the potential you were created for. That's it. The past doesn't fucking matter. So listen, bitch, you've got this. I love you. And I can't wait to hear what's happening in your life. Make sure you are in my Facebook support group. Let me know how this resonates with you. Let me know if there's something you really want to talk about. Tomorrow we have some awesome tips and tricks that we'll talk about. Just different life shit. So I love you, bitch. Thanks for being here. And I'll talk to you soon.